You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Hard salami's okay, but it's not as good, right? Although maybe if you're French vanilla, you'd be like hard salami.
You mean the best vanilla?
The fake vanilla.
The real, delicious vanilla. The creamy vanilla without sand and dirt in it.
It's Mike Shope.
I like that sand one. Sand and dirt. The beans.
Yeah. The specks. Yes.
Are the problem.
It's granular.
The actual vanilla is. The absolute worst take you've ever had. Because it's on different levels of offensiveness.
I have a lot of questions. Number one, how dare you?
And the Bulldog.
Maybe when you first made the ice cream, they were interested in making it, I don't know, good. And added cream to it to make it creamy, it's like thus ice cream, not ice sand, ice gravel.
People, what are we even doing?
I mean, what are we talking about?
Help.
Police! Help! Police! Help!
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
I shouldn't bother to explain myself, but offensive on several levels is... And this is gratuitous because Bulldog, of course, is not here. He could call in or just walk in. But vanilla bean, like, that's real. And the fake one is fake. Like, that's what's offensive about it is, like, Bulldog is not – I have a lot of respect for his taste, and except when it comes to certain food. But he's not somebody who – like, he's not a pop music guy. You know why? Because he likes the real thing. He's not really interested in sort of performers performing songs that aren't really theirs. You know, he's real. Everything else about him is real, except, you know, the fake food in this case. But again, just taking the shot because he's not here to defend himself. Of course, if he were, I would still say it. But that clip does not perfectly. That's what clips are. That's what they do. They're short. You say the one thing, and that's what you're going to have to live with, because we're not going to let you go on and on and on about it. You see that Amari Cooper signed with the Raiders. Was it 1 year, $3 million, I think? I mean, it was not much. But finally, dominoes fell. Cooper gets a spot in Vegas. Rasul Douglas in Miami. Did Gabe Davis ever sign anywhere? I don't know that he did. I didn't hear it that he did, so maybe I missed it on my little weekend trip there, but Cooper to the Raiders, that could be something to watch. Jacoby Myers is requesting a trade or something of the sort, reportedly. You've got Brock Bowers, who's great, but new coaches, and, you know, they're going to take a shot on Cooper. You know, I'd like your thoughts on this. This is a really good, interesting, specific question that I don't know that Bulldog and I have ever sat with like this whole summer, all around it at least, if not exactly on it. But a caller earlier in making a bull case for the Bills season, we were talking about turnovers, and another caller had brought up the luck within that And, you know, that's a point people make. And a second guy came along and said, look, A, B, and C, they'll be great, not worried at all. And one of his A, B, and C was, they have a better roster than last year. Anybody want to agree or disagree with that? So I have their week one starters from last season. Matt Milano was injured. He was on the team and would come back, but he was injured. So he was on the roster. The point was the roster. Last year, Dorian Williams started that game. So advantage 2025, assuming Milano's healthy and still capable, advantage 2025, check. He was on the roster. This year, he should start the opener. Epinesa out, Bosa in. You know, are they going to, how much are they going to play Joey Bosa? We don't know, but he would be first on the depth chart right now. And he was not on the roster, of course, last year. And Epinesa still is. And he's not bad. So Bosa is some amount of an upgrade, I guess. He's been through a lot. I mean, I don't know. Cross your fingers. But if you want to, he is on the team and he is supposedly healthy. So it's perfectly right to say this is a difference in the roster this year for last year. And, you know, you probably don't hate it. So, okay. Advantage 2025. Douglas, Trey White. I don't know. Douglas didn't make any plays for them last year. But it wasn't like he was getting torched, you know? It wasn't like every week we were talking about Rasul Douglas getting beat. It wasn't, no offense, but it wasn't Kyer Elam, you know? So I kind of think if the Bills get, hard to say this because there were no picks, zero. I almost wanted to say if they get Douglas's year out of Trey White, that's good. Hairston, it's not starters, but Hairston for Elam, right? That it better be an upgrade. But we don't know. Not only is he a rookie, an unknown, a late first round pick, but now he's out for at least a month. And he didn't get the work in, at least on the field, to prepare for his rookie season. So it had better be a step up over what Elam was. We know from the benefit of hindsight what he was. We don't know yet on Hairston. And the same guy picked both guys. Probably should be an upgrade, but not relevant for the first 4 weeks. Trey White is who's relevant. If he's healthy, we don't even know that. He's who's relevant for this exercise. And I'm not sure I want to say that's a bump from Douglas. You know, the Bills may think so. Everybody would want it to be. They didn't want Douglas back well enough to sort of lock him down. I don't know exactly what the dynamics were in that, but, you know, they could have liked him okay, and then he wants to go to market and see if he can do well, and he didn't, and then it's too late. The Bills have signed Trey, they've drafted Hairston, and it's too late. And the other one is Bishop over Hamlin. Hamlin started the Cardinals game. That was a good game, wasn't it, last year, week one? Damar Hamlin started that game. This year, they're going to want Bishop to start that game next to Rapp. Rapp started last year, too. Is that an upgrade? Same thing. You know, you want it. You need it to be. You need it to be. But Hamlin is also still on the roster. The four guys who started week one last year and will not start this year probably, well, two of them are still here. Williams is gone. No, right? Is he gone? I mean, Douglas is gone. Williams is still here. Who am I confusing him with? Anyway, doesn't help. Who am I confusing him with? Spectre.
Balen Spectre, yes.
Yeah, sorry. So three of the four guys who started week one last year but probably will not start this year are still on the team. Douglas is the one who isn't. I think there's sort of like, and the offense is identical. started, I mean, it can be like on one play, you come out in a certain look, and then that guy started week one. That's what happened the 1 year with Matt Cassel, right? They had Tyrod Taylor, who was the starting quarterback for that team, out wide for the first play of the season. Fun. And Cassel at quarterback, and did he take the snap or just did he go in motion or something like that? But he was under center for the first play of the year and got credit in the stats for starting the game. So we're going to, you know, leave all that out. But your offense is the same 11 guys. I mean, Cooper wasn't here yet. Coleman started the opener last year. Allen, Cook, Coleman, Shakir, Knox, Kincaid, same offensive line. What's different on the offense? Hollins is gone. Palmer is in. Samuel was here. Elijah Moore is new. Cooper was brought in. What comes out in the wash at that position? I guess it's the same as the two examples on defense where you want to think Palmer is an upgrade. Hollins was important to them. Made plays, not a ton, but enough, came through, and was very reliable. They loved him, right? They loved having, plus he had the barefoot thing. Just on and off the field, the guy had the vibes and was a contributor. And the speculation that I remember, mostly I think from Sal, and I hope this is fair to Sal, when free agency arrived and Hollins left, was that maybe, at least maybe, it was that he wanted to play receiver more often. But, you know, he did get to do that here, and New England has like 14 receivers. So I don't know if it's going to happen for him there either. I'm not close enough to it. The one guy, Bourne, I think, was released today. So there's a logjam there. Is the roster better? The punter is different? Is it meaningful anyway? Is the roster like meaningfully better? Is it even better at all? When you're talking before, I'm really just asking. I don't have a take yet on this because, like I said, it's not something we just sort of locked in on this offseason. I don't remember doing it. Who else is gone of significance? Your running backs are exactly the same. Your offensive line starters and backups are the same, which is crazy. I mean, that's rare, but they've been very good and fortunate in that area. You know, you've got your new defensive rookie toys. Offensively, there isn't really anything. You've got a sixth-round tight end, right? Hawes. But defensively, you've got important pieces you want at least for the long term. And your odds are not like, we got four guys here to talk about, maybe five. And if you're lucky, three of them will be at least good. Maybe one or two of them will be great. Like you had in the Milano draft, Trey White, you know, they had real home runs, A-plus picks. 803-0550 for your calls. Is the roster better? Is it meaningfully better? Like, is it maybe, well, I'm not trying to give us credit, but maybe why we didn't bang that out is because it's not that different. It's not different enough, and it's close, you know? It's not different enough to be that interesting, maybe, to talk about. What you want for the Bills, I mean, of course you always want better and you turn to the draft for that, to that end. But what you kind of want is just to sort of keep it going. You don't want the roster to get worse. You don't want, you know, three or four starters to leave in free agency and then, you know, you're scrambling a little bit or whatever it is. You don't want, big changes because of the success they've had. That's just, you know, obvious. So it doesn't have to be better. It just doesn't, you just don't want it to be worse. And I'm not going to say that it's worse. It's close enough to the same for me, I think. Your thoughts, 803-0550 on that, if you've got anything. I see we're having a hat bracket.
That has begun today.
Whose idea?
This was Josh, the morning show producer, Josh Schmidt.
It's a fun idea. So I was on the road last weekend, and he texted me.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Ask me if I could, if I would submit, he was funny to mention to me that visors count, because that's all I wear in the, you know, unless it's wintertime, it's visors for me. Hats don't even really fit me anymore. I don't know. Like, I was never the perfect size unless it was the perfect hat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm sort of like 7 3/4 to 7 7/8. 7 7/8 is too big. I mean, I'm not Bruce Bochy, but wasn't he like the biggest head in baseball?
I believe that's right.
7 3/4 is too tight. I wear my hair a little bit long. I haven't been like comfortable in a hat in a long time. So Josh texts and he says, if you want to participate, send me, wouldn't he have said your two favorites?
Yeah, I believe it was either your two favorites or two best, you know, what have you.
I'm hoping that, and you're participating, you're up now. I'm hoping that everybody.
I'm getting beat by Bulldog right now.
It's a golf hat of yours against he has a Bison's baseball hat.
Yeah, the one I submitted I like better. I don't really have a ton of fun hats. I was being made fun of this morning, though, because I should have used the Texas hat I'm wearing now, which is just a black hat with the orange longhorn. And I'm like, that's not much better. I'm still going to get beat.
But why wouldn't you have picked that?
In my head, I was like, I don't want to use team ones. And then I found out everyone was using team ones.
Is it like that?
It's a lot of them, yeah.
So I thought about it. I had 4 days because I didn't get home until Monday night. And then I texted him two pictures. I'm not up yet. My hats are in there. Did everybody do two? Do we have that many people here? Did everybody
I guess
do
so.
Two?
Yeah.
When did that happen? Look at us. So, wow. I'm amazed. Great. So I sent him my favorite two, but my definition of favorite isn't my most often worn. In fact, I never wear the one hat because hats don't fit. That hat is too tight. It's 7 3/4, but it's too tight. And my head's uncomfortable. My head would hurt. If I wore that Browns hat for the whole show, my head would hurt. So why are we doing that? Visors, you know, they're great. And, you know, this flow, you wouldn't even see it. St. Louis Browns. I own that hat because my great uncle pitched for 8 years for the St. Louis Browns. So it's different and it's important. Satchel Paige was on his team, the 52 Browns. And like, that's really cool to me. His brother, my grandfather, is alive and well in Florida. We're having fun with it in fantasy. Well, I don't need to say anymore, but because of his, never mind. But his brother pitched. His brother died, my great uncle Cliff, in 1966. And so I never knew him, but I've always cared about like that being a part of our family's history. So my one submission, well, one of my two, is this St. Louis Browns hat, which I love. I don't wear it, doesn't fit, but I love it. It's not going to win against these Bills hats. Sneaky Joe, the first one up this morning, was the number one seed. And it's just like a white hat with Bill's script. That's the number one seed. I'm doomed. That's the most interesting hat in the whole thing. It's just Bill's. Okay. I'm going to lose. Because half the hats in this thing might be Bill's hats, you know? Like, let's just make it a Bill's hat bracket if we're going to do that. Not criticizing. It's a fun idea. I'm glad for it. So St. Louis Browns, do people want to, are they going to even know what that, like, it's the Cardinals STL, but it's brown and orange. One. Two is, I mean, if they're not going to vote for the St. Louis Browns, they're not going to vote for a Toronto hockey team hat.
No, yeah, that one's going to get you hurt. Yeah.
But I love it, and I do wear that hat in the winter, and I always get comments. I love it. It's green and white. Toronto St. Pat's. Long green winter hat with the you know, ball at the top. It's a toque. My St. Pat's toque. And I have that because in 2005 or 6, somewhere in there, maybe earlier, there was I went on a fan trip to Toronto for a Sabres game, Sabres Leafs. And there was a Leafs legend named Red Horner who was being honored that night. I don't know if it was just him or if it was like old players from their history. And because of whatever night this was, they gave out these awesome St. Pat's hats. Like it was given out at the door. Did the Sabres ever give out hats? Imagine getting a hat when you walk in. Maybe it's happened. Shouldn't assume that it hasn't, but it seems like maybe above them. Leafs give out St. Pat's hats, this beautiful long green toque. I love it immediately. I mean, it's never like my team. Who are the St. Pat's? But I've got it. And the guy dies right before the game. Horner. Like, the game is a 7 o'clock game, and it might have even like been on the bench, or there was like some activity around the benches. And this is how I remember it. It's 20 years ago or more, but we're all just kind of wondering, why isn't the game happening? And, you know, then you find out they did play. But, you know, that's that story. So I put that, the hat has, you know, some meaning to me, and I was there for that. So here you go. And I wear it. So I picked those are my two favorites. I've got 40 NFL and Major League Baseball visors. None of them is really my favorite. You watch me on here, I wear a different one almost every day. To the Nationals today. But it's just a thing. I just have visors from the stadiums I've been to. That's what my collection is. So those are my two hats, and they're both surely to get dumped in the first round by everybody's Bills hats.
The story's there alone. That might do well for you.
I like the stories, but they're not on the web. Or they're not on Twitter. Like the hat pictures don't come with stories.
No, that's right. That's right. That's where you're going to have to quote tweet.
I'm going to do my part here.
Yeah.
Hope spreading the word. There. Okay. So I'm glad to be in the game. Brian Koziol coming up next. Keegan Bradley, the U.S. Ryder Cup captain, picks other players to play for the team. Interesting dilemma he might have had. We'll talk to Brian about it after a short break. And the update, this is Mike Shope on WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.